Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, an announcement on job losses at Facebook-owned Meta is expected today. Tom Lyons is here in the studio to tell us how Ireland's tech sector might weather this storm. No Republican landslide, but in the American midterms, the race to take control of Congress remains on a knife edge. As the new series of The Crown returns to our screen, controversies swirl around whether fiction should muddy the facts, and violin sensation Vladimir Yablokov will play live in the studio for us too. Our text number is 51551. Email today cb@rte.ie, and on Twitter we are at Today with Claire. Well, workers at the Facebook parent company Meta are bracing themselves for layoffs this morning after the chief executive Mark Zuckerberg briefed senior executives about the looming job losses. And speaking on his way into cabinet this morning, An Taoiseach Leo of Radcliffe said government had been in contact with Meta over the last couple of days and is in contact with them again today, but that the scale of the cuts are unclear. Now, the news is expected in just under an hour's time. We'll keep you up to date on that throughout the programme. But first, we're going to take a look at what all this recent volatility means for the Irish tech sector. As I said, Tom Lyons, CEO of The Currency, is here. On the line, I'm joined by Minister Peter Burke, Minister of State at the Department of Housing, and Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, in our Dáil studio. Tom, first to you. It seems fairly inevitable now that people who work for Meta here in Ireland will be affected by this announcement at 11.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely inevitable. And it's been coming for some time. I mean, we saw in May there's a hiring freeze in Meta. And then we saw in July that we saw reports that they weren't kitting out their offices with the full number of desks and tables, which was another indication that they were thinking we're going to be downsizing. And in the last number of months, I mean, there's been preparations within Meta for layoffs across the company and within Dublin. I mean, this is definitely going to impact us, as we have 3,000 direct staff here and 6,000 indirect staff. That's a big number. And, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is reported to be looking at cutting 10% of the 87,000 staff within Meta. So you'd have to think at the very least we're going to see that type of cut, like around 10%.
Okay, and then is it coincidence that this has happened all around the same time as Elon Musk had that takeover at Twitter, and there was a lot of confusion, carnage really, you know, at that company? Have they taken that opportunity to release this news at these other companies?
Well, I think that there's probably an element of opportunism within some of the companies, but I think all of these companies were riding the same wave during COVID-19, where they saw a surge in revenues, a surge in share price. Everybody was online way much more. And we didn't have the impact of the war in Ukraine, rising interest rates, rising inflation, impacting the global economy. So I think this was coming for across the tech sector for a number of months. And we just saw with Elon Musk, I mean, he was particularly blunt and particularly rough in the way that he did it. But all of these companies were preparing to do likewise.
So Meta, Stripe, Intel and another company, Zendesk, all expected to announce some form of job cuts.
Yes, and they're only the ones that we know about so far, Claire. Like, it is, you know, we've heard, you know, within the Irish tech scene, we've heard about Intercom letting some level of staff go. We've heard about Let's Get Check letting some level of staff go. So this is going right across the sector where we've seen some crazy valuations. We've seen some crazy growth, and we've seen a lot of the tech men who tend to run these companies suddenly feeling that bit poorer. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's wealth has gone from $140 billion down to just 40 billion. Mm-hmm. So he's probably feeling like
feeling the pinch, is he?
He's feeling the pinch having lost $100 billion in the space of a year.
So we had the Taoiseach speaking last night on prime time, also on his way into cabinet today. And he said last night that he's not unduly concerned about this. Is this the sort of wobble that we would expect from time to time in the tech sector, or is it something else?
Well, I think we've seen with the tech sector that there is a history of, you know, valuations getting overblown and people becoming, and this is something Zuckerberg has admitted himself, that he is over-optimistic. But I do think we've had this extraordinary period of COVID where we saw, you know, certain shares, certain tech stocks almost doubling in size in just a couple of years. And now we've seen that they're scaling back quite quickly. So I think, yes, there are these things comes in waves and cycles, but this is going to be a particularly big shock. And the only thing that would be similar to is, you know, the tech meltdown back in the year 2000.
Right. And let's bring in Minister Peter Burke here. Do you agree with that, that this might be quite a bad shock for Ireland, for the tech sector?
Obviously, it's a huge challenge for the tech sector in its own in terms of the number of people who are employed in it. Government is concerned primarily for the staff and the families of all those employees who potentially could face bad news over the coming hours, and we want to really make it clear that all the supports of the state will be available to any individual or their families who are let go. So I want to really put that forward in the first instance. Secondly, I think if we put perspective on it, I suppose the tech sector had grown by over 30% in Ireland over the last 2 years. It is about 6% of our employment. So while it is a significant part, we have a very diverse economy now at the moment. We are home to 20 of the 25 top financial companies. We have 17 out of 20 of global banks here in Ireland. We have a huge diverse pharma industry. We had about 50 pharma companies around two decades ago. Now we have over 300 of world leaders here.
Okay.
And obviously in terms of global software companies. So we're very diversified in terms of what makes up our economy.
So you're saying we're not over-reliant on this sector. But just coming back to what's happening, because the Taoiseach walking into Cabinet this morning said that there have been contacts between members of Cabinet and Meta over the last number of days. Now, what is happening there? Is the government arguing for a reduction in the number of redundancies? Is it trying to protect jobs?
I understand the Taoiseach and his team have been in contact throughout this week at high level in relation to those companies that you referenced.
How high?
I can't really comment on the detail of it, Claire, because as you will appreciate, you know, it's a very difficult day for some members of staff and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I would want to do is to bring more uncertainty on the national airwaves in relation to
those staff would like to know, though, if the Taoiseach has been speaking directly to Mark Zuckerberg, for example.
Absolutely. If you can assure me, the Taoiseach and his team in the Department of Enterprise are doing everything they can, and every support has been made available to the families, but also in relation to anything they can do to try and obviously secure this situation. Obviously, the government will do. We're at the forefront of trying to assist.
Now, Louise O'Reilly, you're calling for IDA Ireland to appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Enterprise. What's that going to achieve?
Well, good morning, Claire. And can I just, before we get into it, express my thoughts for the workers who are going to be sitting at their computers this morning now waiting to get potentially awful news. This is a very tough time for them, very tough time for their families. And to hear it debated on the airwaves, I suppose, probably doesn't help. What we were hoping was to hear from the IDA in terms of a briefing by way of giving us some information in relation to the sector and whether or not, what plans are in place. Let's not forget, where there is any redundancy situation, the obligation on the employer is to enter into a 30-day consultation period with the workers. And that is, you know, to do a number of things. But first and foremost, it is to see how many redundancies can be avoided. So to engage directly with the workers. And I would hope that the Taoiseach would be insistent that this practice is followed. I know that in some of the other redundancies that were announced, that was bypassed. Likewise, they hadn't informed the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, which is their obligation under law. I think that's been rectified now. I suppose it's a case of better late than never. But what we do want to hear from the IDA, and they were due to be at the committee this morning, but there was a mix-up and they weren't there, but they did send us in a statement, and we will hear from them in the next week or two. You know, the committee on of the Joint Directors Committee on Enterprise, Trade and Employment have a very keen interest in this sector, in examining how diverse we are and how insulated from potential shocks we're going to be.
But if Mark Zuckerberg is intent on cutting jobs in Ireland, what can the IDA do about it? In reality.
Okay, so in reality, what they can do is they can talk directly to the employer, number one, and they can see if there are ways that this can be avoided. But it's not just Mark Zuckerberg. This is not just one person. Meta is one company, but there are many companies that that work with Meta or have take on outsourced work on behalf of Meta and Facebook. And those companies too, a lot of them are smaller companies, might benefit from assistance in terms of being able to diversify and save jobs in their own smaller companies. I just came from the Enterprise Trade and Employment Committee, and Leo Clancy, the head of Enterprise Ireland, tells us that 91% of the companies recently surveyed are optimistic about their export sales. So if there are areas that are performing well, then we want to be talking to the IDA, Enterprise Ireland and other agencies in terms of how we can maximise saving jobs, and using the skills that are there to diversify and to give us a stronger base. And I think also we do need now to look at an Indigenous enterprise agency that will grow our own domestic economy and our own domestic business.
Okay, Peter Burke, people will start thinking now about the amount of money that we bring in corporation tax, and we know that it allowed the state to fund some of the supports for the cost of living crisis, the one-off payments certainly. And on his way into Cabinet this morning, Leo Varadkar said that this contribution from a small number of companies to the corporation tax is both a good thing and a vulnerability. Is that the big worry, that we're seeing money coming in that we weren't even expecting? Now, all of a sudden, it could start dropping like a stone, depending how this plays out.
Well, it has always been a risk, and when you see the top 10 bringing in such a proportion of the corporation tax take, I suppose the concern is that one in every €8 we've spent in the budget comes from corporation tax. But I think we can take good consolation in the prudent management that the government has done. We'll have €6 billion put into a fund, a national reserve fund, this year and next year, which will insulate us against any mitigation issues if there are job losses, or indeed if the economy retracts a little bit. So we are very well insulated. And that was the same approach we took before COVID. We ensured that we were building up a reserve fund, that when a massive shock hit our economy, that we were able to protect the most vulnerable people and keep all our businesses on life support.
Yeah, I suppose that's one side of it. And I know that the government always talks about the financial management and prudence and so on. But if the tap
is
turned off, that gives you a whole other set of problems.
Well, if you look at it in the first instance, in relation to corporation tax, the top 10 have interchanged a lot over the last decade and beyond. There was a report from the chairperson of the Revenue Commissioners which really outlined that. And what that shows is that Ireland's economy is very diverse, as I outlined, in terms of the various different sectors that make up that top 10. Obviously, high tech is a significant component of that, but there are other large pharma companies and other industries that also make up that. And that's why the government has taken this very consistent approach.
You'd have to wonder, and maybe Tom Lyons, you could talk to us about this. You know, if we start to have problems in the tech sector, it's not going to be limited to that, is it? Because all of those people spend money in the economy.
Well, it's just like the average salary in Meta in Ireland is €111,000, plus the average person gets €28,000 on top of that in various share options. So if you think about that spend within the economy and taking several hundred of them out of it, like, that is going to impact local businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, gyms that are all in the vicinity of where some of these companies are located. So, you know, even if the numbers overall across all of the tech companies is in, it's 10 or 15,000 or some sort of number like that. That's a big number, but it's that knock-on impact of all of the catering staff, the security staff, all the people that are built up around the success of these companies and the growth of these companies. Well, it's going to impact them too.
Owen Burke Kennedy, writing in the Irish Times this week, was posing the question as to whether what's happening in tech is the canary in the coal mine for the recession, for Ireland's economy and for a potential recession. What's your own take on that, Tom?
Well, I think that, like, a big thing that we got to watch out for is what happens in the UK in the next while. If, like, they are one of our main trading partners, and if they continue down the road that they've been down recently, which is making bad decision after bad decision, you would have to think that, combined with all of the other things that are going on, inflation, rising interest rates, that is something that could lead to a broader recession, and that is something that could well go beyond the tech sector into other parts of the Irish economy. But I think the one thing that, like it is true that we have diversified. Yeah, there are areas that we're in that are going to be fairly, you know, like if you look at the drugs, pharmaceutical, those type of sectors, like they're hopefully not going to be as impacted. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're heading into terrible, terrible times, but we are heading into a very tough period.
Louise O'Reilly, what's your opinion on that, on where we're headed?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to diversify. Over-reliance on a small number of companies, over-reliance on any one sector is not a good idea. That's why Sinn Féin have proposed the establishment of an Irish enterprise agency, which would focus exclusively on non-export-led and non-export-focused startups, you know, because that's what we need to do to insulate.
Because Peter Burke outlined twice almost, I think, how diversified the Irish economy is. Tom Lyon seems to agree. Are you saying we're not diversified enough?
I'm saying we could benefit from further diversification and from growing our own indigenous non-export business. So the work of the IDA and the work of Enterprise Ireland, incredibly valuable. The jobs that are created are in the main decent jobs, and that's a very good thing. But I do think we need to shift now, and I have spoken to the Taoiseach about this on a number of occasions, and I know there's something that the department are going to be looking at, and I'm looking forward to working with them on it. What we need to do is have a third strand to that, so that not just FDI, not just export led, but also non-export focused companies, and I think there is space there to grow those, because as Tom rightly points out, it's not just those jobs that will be hitting the headlines, it's the jobs that support those jobs that will be hitting the headlines. So this is going to have ramifications right across industry and enterprise. And I think that's why we need to, now is the time to plan so that we can diversify to the greatest extent possible and insulate ourselves from future shocks.
We touched on Twitter earlier, Peter Burke. There's a whole group of workers at Twitter who've been told that their job is at risk of redundancy. They're no clearer, are they, at the moment as to what's happening?
No, obviously there's huge uncertainty in the whole area in terms of the tech sector. As I said, 30% growth in the last 2 years probably was unsustainable, if we're being honest, and there is a recalibration underway in the tech sector. But what I'd be at pains to point out, there are huge other opportunities in the tech sector. I don't want the message to go out that the tech sector is crumbling in Ireland. That is absolutely not the case. There is challenges, but we have to put them in perspective.
Yeah, that's a very difficult message, though, to send out to somebody who's been locked out of their computer for the next 30 days. Don't worry, you can get another job.
Clear, the first concern, as I said and I outlined to you on the programme, is the concern of the families, their staff. And I did say it was a bit unseemly in terms of discussing what was going on at a high government level when people haven't got news themselves or their families haven't. So I'm at pains to point out that my solidarity is with the workers, their families and what they're going to experience now, and really assure them that the state will not let them down, as we haven't through COVID, and we will provide those supports there for people.
Yeah, I just wonder, is the state putting any pressure on Twitter when it comes to those workers locked out of the computer, told not to come into the office, have no idea what's going on with their jobs? That's an agonising situation. What can the state do to push that along to get answers for them?
The state is engaging now with those companies, but it is the private sector. We have very strong regulatory environment which they will have to comply with in terms of statutory redundancy and all the supports and notice periods that are in legislation now. But also in terms of what work the government can do, we are at the forefront in speaking and talking with those companies and trying to obviously secure as many jobs as we possibly can. And that's why that is borne out by we're one of the most international, diverse economies in the world for an open economy.
Yeah, 250,000 is the fine, isn't it, for not engaging with government properly, giving adequate notice of job losses. And that's been described as a drop in the ocean. Do you agree with that, Peter?
Yeah, and there's a range of convictions contained within the Act as well, in the 1977 Act, Claire. So there is pretty strong conviction regime as well. So we obviously have to be careful at the moment, because, you know, no company at the moment has done this in terms of the companies we're referring to in this debate. So we just have to be careful in terms of the road we're going down. The Taoiseach's team are very confident that they will comply with all their obligations under the 1977 Act, and we will also be there as a state to try and assist those families should they get bad news.
Tom, but I think, sorry, Louise, go ahead.
Sorry, just to come in on that. The fine is absolutely tiny, and actually only kicks in, I'm not sure if Peter is aware of this, only kicks in if a person is made redundant during the period of consultation. So it's likely not going to be anywhere near that. And indeed, you're right, it's a drop in the ocean for many of these companies. But we were promised legislation, stronger legislation, to protect workers in cases of collective redundancies following Debenhams, following Cleary's, following TalkTalk, all of these high profile companies. We haven't seen that yet. So I think it, you know, again, it takes a crisis really to focus the attention of the government. But now I do think we need to see some discussion and indeed some legislation coming forward. Sinn Féin have produced it, but it wasn't supported by government. But we want to see the government's own legislation in terms of how we're going to handle collective redundancies and give better protections to workers.
That 30-day limbo, Tom, for the people who are working in Twitter, that is the consultation period, I think, isn't it? But you're not allowed to go into the office.
So you're essentially on your gardening leave begins, and you're on the way out of there.
Yeah.
I think the tech companies will play by the rules, because the rules aren't like the rounding errors. They're not that big a deal for them. Mm-hmm. You know, like another 30 days of paying somebody their salary, and then I think that they're going to give, in general, like they're going to give good redundancy packages. They're not going to be the minimum. They're going to be far above that.
But if the legislation says you've got to consult with the workforce for 30 days before you announce redundancy, if you've put somebody on gardening leave for a period of 30 days, you've already made the decision. There hasn't been a consultancy.
Yeah, no, they have already made the decision.
So is that playing by the rules?
Well, they're just going to do it. They're just going to do it, Claire. The idea that they are going to say, well, maybe we won't let you go. Like, they've made that decision. That decision will have been made at a high level, and the people will have already been identified who are going to go.
Well, look, we will keep an eye on what happens, what comes out from Meta. We're expecting an announcement at 11 o'clock today. But for now, Tom Lyons from The Currency, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin, and Peter Burke, Minister of State at the Department of Housing, thank you for joining us, and we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.